Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
welcome to the show. Thank you guys for tuning in today. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I really do appreciate you guys listening in. I really do. I know I said a lot, but I don't think still that I said enough. The call-in number to the show, if you want to weigh in on the topic today, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And, again, thank you for calling in. Today's show has been brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call CPA on Duty. They're a professional tax and accounting firm that can handle any tax or accounting needs that you may have, whether they're personal or corporate. Give these guys a call over at CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244. Again, their office number is 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. I sure hope that a lot of my fellow alumni are listening today, because this show is for you. This show today is about you, for you, and I guess I can say with you, because you're here. And the way that I do the show is the show is for my listeners. That's the way I put together the show. I put it together for my listeners, and I put it together pretty much especially for my fellow classmates. So they could call in, promote whatever event they might have and whatever business they may have to promote, because I have a lot of people that listening in to the show, not just alumni, but other folks that listen in to the show every day. So if you'd like to promote your event or your business, do that. Call into the show. And actually, I'll give you the full show, the full 30 minutes of the show. I'll let you have that full 30 minutes to promote your business or your event. Okay, just call me and send me a message, or send me an email, or send me something on Facebook, and I'll get you set up. Okay? Now, I promote the show on Facebook and Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. And I also promote the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of your page there, and type in the search box. Type in 1982 Astros Alumni. There, again, you can type in 1982 Astros Alumni. The show page will come up there. You can send us a friend request, and we will confirm you as a friend, and voila. That way, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll be able to get daily show notes. The show notes come in about 45 minutes to a half hour before the show, telling you what the show's about, this and that, and that way you'll have time to get somewhere, get settled in, and listen to the show. And you'll never miss an episode if you don't want to, okay? Whether you're on Facebook or Twitter. 818-301-5834. Now, if you guys have been following the Olympics, I sure have, and it's such a warm feeling to be the elite. You know, you start to understand why people want to come to the States, as they say. why people want to come to the United States, why people want to be here, and things like that. Not only athletes, but everyday people that just want to come here, try to get ahead. This is supposed to be the land of the free, the home of the brave. We're free, yada, yada, supposedly. And we're definitely brave because we'll go to other countries, you know, in a heartbeat. Anyway, if you guys been following the Olympics, we are doing, we're just crushing everyone. I think the closest people to us right now with medals are China, I believe. I believe it's us and then China, and then the third place as far as number of medals is way behind us. Okay? Now, and today, I think the men's basketball is on right now as we speak, but I'm not real sure. I'm not watching it right now. Okay? And so here's the deal. Today's show is, why is this weekend's alumni picnic so important to the class of 1982? It's not just the alumni, period, people that graduated from Douglas. I mean, the picnic is for the alumni. It's an alumni picnic, so it's for everyone that graduated from Douglas. But, you know, this show is, I'm talking about the class. The 1982 class, how important it is for us to be at this picnic this weekend. Now, for a while there, I was kind of hesitant about going to the picnic because, for one thing, I thought I would be back at work now, and we've been working 6 days a week, so I thought maybe I would have to work. During that time of the picnic. But the doctor's still keeping me off work, so I got about 2 more weeks off work. And so I'm able to go to the picnic. I'm able to attend this Saturday. And I am. And I'm going to show my support. And like I say, initially, I just thought that I had to work and I wouldn't be able to make it. At the same time, I noticed on Facebook where a lot of people from my class were putting messages out there saying that they were attending the picnic, and they were gonna, you know, I think it was they were asking for $20 donations or something like that if you wanted to eat and this and that. But my classmates and for me. We're going to have a grill there, and we're going to cook, and we're going to bring side dishes. So we'll have us a tent. We got us a banner as well. And so we're going to be there, and we're going to be doing it right. Look for a little classic 1974 red Volkswagen Bug convertible. That'll be me. That's what I'm going to have at the picnic. So you'll know that I'm there if you see that car. And if you guys, some of you guys who aren't in my class, the 1982 class, come over, say hello to me. Let me know that you're listening into the show. This rigmarole, and we'll talk a spiel. And all you guys that are in my class that are listening to the show, thank you for listening to the show. I welcome you guys, and I hope to see you at the picnic on Saturday. I'll be there early. I'm going to help a little bit with the cooking stuff. I don't think I'm going to cook, but I'll just help out, and I'm bringing a side dish. So come over to the 1982 tent and say hello. Now, the reason and you guys can call into the show, 818-301-5834, call into the show and say hello. At the same time, the reason I say that it's important for the class of 1982 to be here at this picnic is because this is our 30th year since graduated from Douglas. This is our 30th year out of high school. Can you believe that? 30 years out of high school. Now, that's amazing. But time flies when you're having fun, and I've been having fun. Now, the reason I say it's important for us is because, like I said, it's our 30th year, and this is our year of our reunion. And we need everyone's support. So even if you may not plan to attend the reunion, which I don't know why not, we're planning to have a great time, a great weekend for the reunion, and we're going to do some good stuff. But what I'm saying is that I want you guys to show up. I want you guys to be a part of this alumni thing, and I want you guys to be a part of the reunion. We're the only class that's up for their 30th reunion this year. There may be someone up for 25 now, but this is our 30th, so we should be attending. We should be going to our own class reunion. We should be paying our dues for our class reunion, so that we can make this thing great. Now we definitely need more people to participate in the reunion, so that we won't be stressed about it. And because you know, like the song says, no romance without finance. So you got to have money in order to have a good time and for things to go well. And for things to even go very well. You with me? And so come on out and show your support. We've got T-shirts for those who have ordered T-shirts. And for those who haven't ordered T-shirts, we have ordered an abundance of T-shirts. So you will be able to pay for your T-shirts there and put it on, wear it if you want. So come on now. We're actually ready for you. Okay? And again, thank you guys for listening to the show. 818-301-5834. Another reason that this is important is because you get a chance to reconnect with the other classmates. You get a chance to reconnect with the other classmates. Some of you guys I haven't seen in 20 years. Some of you guys, you know, I haven't seen in 5 years or, you know, or 10 years or whatever. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of the old faces and things at the alumni picnic. So I hope you guys do attend. We should have an abundance of people at our tent, crowded tent. People can't get enough at our tent. You know, we got so many. We should have so many people there under the tent. Well, we can't have too many under the tent because it won't hold too many. But you guys, our tent should be crowded. Put it like that. Our tent should be crowded. We're gonna have great people there that's been a part of the reunion committee. People like Rhonda Braswell Pitts, and her husband, Raymond Britton, me of course, my wife Laura Freeman Williams, Phyllis Bird Wiggins, Kenny Wiggins, Les Robinson, you know, Raleigh Person. I mean, these are the people that have been active in the reunion committee and have been pouring some of their hearts out and some of their support for everything that we're trying to put together. So come out and show these guys that you are going to be a part of the reunion and that you are a part of the class thing. You'll always be a part. I just want everyone to participate in the reunion. And then when we have our reunion, actual reunion in October, when everyone comes out, I mean, you know, we're just going to have a slamming good time. I guarantee that. So come on out, guys, and show your support. Come on out to the alumni picnic this Saturday. I forget what park it is, but it's right there near Washington High School. It's right on, you know, you turn off of, and, you know, I always call it the old Hunter Street, but it's actually Emil King Jr. Drive. Turn off there onto Ollie Street, which is, when I was growing up, there was an Ollie Street Y right there. That's where I actually learned how to swim there, that Ollie Street Y. And the Ollie Street Y right there, and then you come on up to that Washington Park. The park is actually, I think, pretty much right across the street from the old Y. So you can't miss it once you turn on the Ollie Street. You can't miss it. Just come on down. Follow the cars. Follow the grill smell. All that kind of stuff. Find you somewhere to park, and come on and have a good time. I'm gonna be taking pictures. We're gonna take a lot of pictures and get some things going like that. And I think I'm gonna put together. Once I get some pictures together, I'm going to put together some pictures in a slideshow. We'll show some of those pictures at the reunion, you know. So come out and have a good time, okay? Call into the show, 818-301-5834. I don't know if I'm going to do a remote show from there. On Saturday, I may do a remote show from there, but I'm not sure yet. I don't know if I want to carry my equipment there and do that, but I may just do that. I'm not sure, okay? I may just do that, but I'm not sure yet. But I am going to be taking some pictures, so you guys come out. Get a picture with me and get a picture with everyone in your class that'll be there, and let's have a good time. Okay, I do appreciate it, and I do appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Now, also, guys, you'll get a chance to kind of, at this picnic, you'll get a chance to kind of get an update on what's been going on with the reunion, how things have been going. You'll get a chance to meet the officers of the reunion committee and get a chance to talk to everyone and just show them that they have your support and you appreciate everything that they've been doing throughout this past year as far as promoting, as far as putting together and making calls and going to meetings and all this kind of stuff. They really sacrificed time and energy and money to make this thing happen. So come out and show them that you are going to attend the reunion and that you're supporting everything that they do. I guarantee you that they'll appreciate that. So do that, guys. This Saturday, Washington Park, right there near the old Olive Street Y. Near the old Washington High School down there, near Ashby and Emil King. Okay? Do that, guys. Please, please, please come out and support. And again, I thank you guys for listening in to the show. I have about two or three minutes left in the show. But all I want to say is that I love all my classmates. You know, I may not know everyone. I may not remember everyone because I haven't seen you guys in forever. But I think once I see someone's face, once you see their face, you know, hey, they were in my class. And, you know, I may not remember a name, but, you know, that's how things are. I've met so many people over the years and so many other names over the years. I may have forgotten the name, but I haven't forgotten the face. And so, you know, don't jump on me about that. But come on out, guys, and hang out with us. And I guarantee you that we're going to have a really, really good time. So, again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I'm just about out of time. I do appreciate you guys listening in. And all I have to say is, and listen to my quote, because this is a quote, and I want you guys to vote on my quote when I put it in there to have it voted on. I'm going to send you guys a message so you guys can vote for my quote to win on my radio show. And the quote is, "I despise the guys who criticize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize." Don't you? Wow. It's great. It's long, but it's great. I stole that from someone, but it's a great quote. "I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize." Don't you? Love you guys. Take care. Have a great day at work tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Good night.